Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. This is Michelle Meshe, your host, and welcome to my co-hosts in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. They're also my co-pilots, helping me out with sound and other technical things, and lots of wonderful information as well. And you may also know it as the chat room. Kind of call it here the Sacred Space of Empowerment. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this part of your week. If you do have a question or comment or you'd like a reading, the number is 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad to get on air. And we'll do that from 12 to about 12:45, 12:50. I also want to thank people that have been emailing in your questions and comments, guest suggestions, and also questions to answer on air. Anyone can do that. All you need to do is email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com and or awakeningsradio@gmail.com, and we will answer your questions on air. This Saturday, also, I want to let everyone know we do have the Soul Path Workshop, the teleconference one, and it's called Messages from the Soul. And you can get to it by going to Messages from the Soul at eventbrite.com. And that will get you, let's see if I've got the exact link here, Messages from the Soul .eventbrite.com is it. So that, and we're focusing on understanding the messages from your soul. We'll be doing how to not only intellectually know, but really feel through the subtle energy that you're connecting in with the higher self, that feel the shift in your body, in consciousness, when you start expanding your consciousness. This way you know that you're connecting with your higher self or other, you know, spirit guides, oversoul. So I'm really big into that right now. I've really been focusing a lot on that, and also how to know if you're making a decision that isn't right. You know, like I had a client recently have what seemed to be kind of a dream job offered. Oh, Tammy made it from, hello, Tamara. Thank you. We've got Tamara in there too, Christy. Thank you, Tamara, for putting in the chat the link for Messages from the Soul, which is this Saturday. Thank you so much. I always forget that with the links. And then I have people emailing me saying, you know, or putting on the Facebook, you never let us know when you're having events. And it's like, I want to, but I just get caught up in, you know, I do a meditation and I did a hike today before coming on the program. So I tune in for, you know, divine download. So I forget some things, but it's very important, especially now, because we're really, you know, we're the forerunners of really living in this new consciousness, this new way of being, which is much, much more intuitive. And you know what? Scientists have even been writing about this. And some of the programs that I will watch, like Nova, Truth Seeker, you know, on PBS, KPBS, sometimes some obscure channels, I will watch these programs where the, you know, even like think tank programs, you know, where are we going? You know, where are we going financially? Where are we going on a societal level? And they're all pretty much saying the same thing, what we've been saying, you know, metaphysically, and what we can see what's happening astrologically when you start interpreting. The key is, though, how do you do it? It's fine and dandy to say you need to be more intuitive. I'm really into the how-to. if I could toot my little horn here, that's my gift. I mean, in fact, when I did a lot of teaching, I taught at Agape, I used to do workshops internationally, and that was the comment came back that, and people are more interactive now, I got to hand it, a lot more of the teachers are a lot more interactive, and it might be part of me, because I have a teaching background, so, and I taught young kids. I mean, high schoolers, I think, are easy, even junior high, because they, kids in middle school, because they know the drill. You know, they've got to pass. They can snooze, daydream. But when you have younger kids, they don't care. If you're not holding their interest, you're going to have pandemonium of 30 kids in your classroom running around, crying, screaming, I don't want to do this, this, you know, stupid, or leaving. And then they call the parents, and the parents, why aren't you the teacher? You're not engaged. So, trust me, a lot of people think, oh, high school, college, challenging. No, not, no. You get those little ones. You get the elementary school and even and younger. They put you through the test, let me tell you. I remember years ago teaching school, and a couple of the kids ran out. You know, they got in a little fight with another one. I had to run and find them. Then he was on the swings. He didn't want to come back in. I had to coax him, and then I had to find his way, you know, give him more participation. So when they get older, they just ditch school. It's a whole other thing, right, you know. But usually when they get older, they know the drill. They want to pass because they want to do well in society, you know, unless there's other issues, you know, that interfere. And that's a whole other story. But so how do you do that? How do you, on a day-to-day basis, get into that meditative state and live that way? Not just in the morning or in the evening or when you have problems, but how do you know to just tune in? You know, like you tune in a radio channel, you know, or, you know, you tune in on your iPod or iPhone or iPad, whatever. You're tuning into your digital device, you know, or your antenna. How do you do that, and how do you feel? It's important, you know, and how do you get that body information, that kinesthetic memory, that kinesthetic information from the body? Tuning in through your higher self, to the soul self, to understand where you're going, get those messages. It's not only intellectually, there's a feeling to it. And how do you live that way day to day? Anyway, just to backtrack a little bit, this client of mine was so interesting. This job came up, and then she's like, I felt a constriction. This is what I tell people, what I've been sharing. If there's enough coherence in a decision, in a food, in a relationship, whatever, you're going to have a sense of opening, especially in the heart chakra area, that heart-lung area. You're going to have a sense that the shoulders are naturally rolling back, and the chest is kind of pointing up, right? Almost think of us as little porcupines. You know, that porcupine's not going to show its little soft underbelly. You know, we're not going to show our soft side, that heart-lung area, and also the solar plexus area, where that, you know, it's the hottest center, but the inner child center. It's the third chakra is the chakra, the energy sphere of us radiating out as individuated beings. What's the first thing we do when we run for cover or we're frightened? We don't lay on our back with our belly and heart chakra up. You know, we hunch over, we shy away, we cover those areas. That's also where the vital organs are. They're in the back as well, but, you know, there's technically usually more padding back there. But most of them are in the front of the body, right? So that whole area is like a major tuning fork. And so tapping into that, or understanding how it feels and how to read it, is really that key to living more intuitively, instinctually. We're reclaiming our instinctual or Lemurian nature and blending it with that Atlantean, or more of the, I want to say, not even intellectual, it's intellectualized. It's the part of us that likes to create the systems and to create form and to transform. So it's amazing what we're doing as a species. We're reconstructing, deconstructing some of the whole matrix, the interplay, the weave and web of the universe and us and the world, and us as part of that universal matrices. So there's a major deconstruction going on. So you might even be feeling a little foggy, a little uncertain, some confusion. You might be feeling a lot of constriction, like, I got to get out of here. This is too small of an environment or container. I'm just busting, but I'm busting to go where? What do I want to do? Or like an itch that can't be scratched. All of those things, because there is deep change that is taking place, and it's change that is on it's intrinsic. And what I want to say about that is that it's so deep, it's so innate, it's literally changing the fabric of our being, the fabric of the universe. So it is a bit like, I've got kids on my brain right now, but I'm thinking about those toys that you kind of, well, Legos, but also like those kind of kiddie toys where you put tracks together, you know. And just imagine having, like, if you ever see that those toys where they're building bridges, you know, and you fit the pieces together. Just imagine a very, very ornate bridge or lattice work, right? We are the sacred geometry. But let's say we're going to keep the top part, but for some reason we're undoing the bottom part. It's intricately done. It's deep within, and it has to be carefully done because you don't want to upset the top part, right? And that's what's happening. We're going deep into the foundation that is being changed. A lot of people think that change is happening surface level. You know, that it's, you know, but no, it's not just systems within our world, like our banking system or financial system or school system or governmental system. It's not just those outer systems that are changing. It's the energetic matrix that created them to begin with, that birthed them into being or allowed them to be into being. So it's the geometry of us, the geometry of the universe that is actually being shifted or changed or adjusted. And beyond that, it is the energy. It's the frequencies. So it's very deep change. So fear not. you know, freak out not if you are thinking, what in the heck is going on here and I can't get a grip on this. What I do suggest, and I had to do this morning, I was like, I don't care if I'm, you know, I got to go to the trail, you know, go to the tennis court, you know, move the body if you're able to, or just get outside somehow, get into nature. If you're in the city, find a tree, find a sprigatry, plant some trees near you, or some bushes, or even you know, spices. You know, even, you know, get a tomato tree, a rosemary bush, but some kind of greenery. The bringing in the green ray will greatly help. It directly ties into the fourth chakra, and it will help to destimulate things and balance out the energy flow. Okay, we're going to get to readings. I just want to give one a little shout out. Tamara Bright, freak out not. Yeah, slow down. Yeah, that's another thing. You got to slow down. The faster these things are happening, and this energy is very fast, even though sometimes it feels like things are moving slow, you can feel the anxiousness in the earth around, in people, and perhaps even in yourself. It doesn't mean you're going to get there any faster. It's like the other day I was driving, and I know we all have these experiences. I'm driving, and this guy behind me is intent to just go fast. And I'm not budging. I'm just like, chill. And I just knew, because, you know the lights when you're driving around, and I don't know, you could just feel something. And so I just stayed where I was. And he sped up, you know, around the car on the other side of me in the next, in the right lane, and sped up. And then right as he, you know, was about to get in front of me, another car got in front.
And so he had to be between me and this other car, and this other car was going even slower than I was. And then the light changed to red. So I thought, well, you really didn't get where you wanted to go anyway. And you know what? Sometimes you can do that, and you can maneuver around, but it's wisdom. It's tuning into the subtle energy to know what's happening energetically. And what there was is there was, you know, it's the proverbial story. There was construction ahead. Some cars were pulled to the side. There was, you know, really only one lane for a certain period of time. So things got a little bottlenecked. So, because I'm all for speeding around. Yeah, that can be fun, you know, carefully, of course. But you've got to know what is the temperament, what's the temperature of the climate. All right, just want to give Mandy a little shout out. You called in about having the vivid dreams about snakes. And you've had two more dreams, and you want to say that I just want to say that you were spot on with everything that you said. I definitely feel the energy of a huge transformation coming into my life. It feels a lot like being on the edge of a diving board with the anticipation of jumping, but you're just never sure when to actually dive in. Thanks again for answering my question. You're very welcome. Again, awakenings at selfinlight.com, and that's self and then I-N. light.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions. All right, let's get on air. And please press 1 on the keypad if you do have a question. Hello, 484-300. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
My name is Tonetta.
Okay, Tonetta, what's your question?
My question is, things have done a 360 in my life with a man that I've been seeing for about 11 months. His name is Daniel. And in the winter, things were real stale. When I would ask him, do you want to get together? Do you want to see me? His answer was, don't know. Now in April, from the end of April until now, he is now coming over. He is spending the night. He is spending the weekends. We are deeply romantically involved. He's taken it to the highest
Okay, I'm just going to write because we have so many people online. So what's your question?
Okay, my question is what comes next now that things have dramatically changed? Like, is he going to start wanting to live together?
Well, I feel he needs a place. Is he out of work?
No, he's actually working two jobs right now.
Recently did he just get those jobs?
Yeah, he recently just got both jobs back in, like, March.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Yeah, I do feel there could be a live-in kind of situation, a move-in, but I would still say just go slow, make sure of his motives. I don't know if it's physical distance or...
Do you know when he would be, like, living with me or moving in?
He might talk about it, I feel, like June or July. So it's not too far off. End of June,
okay.
July. Yeah. Keep us posted, Tonetta.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hi, 406-652. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. My question is, lately there's been lots and lots of changes. My name's Erin.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Erin.
Okay, Erin, hi.
Erin, hi. Yes. There have been lots and lots of changes. I'm usually very sporadic. It's been a couple years since I've been grounded in one place living-wise. Like, energy-wise, I can ground, but living-wise, it's been a while since I've actually cared to connect and ground and stay in one place. And recently, I've met a guy, and we've been dating for about 2 months now, and we clicked really well, but, like, I'm also looking at transitioning with a job, looking at buying a house. Like, everything's kind of up in the air, and I'm kind of wondering what you see.
Okay. Let's see. What now? Okay, you are moving, right? You just said you're looking for a house. Because I do feel that
I'm looking for a house and I am wanting to move, but we've got an appraiser and a funny realtor. So I'm kind of like, well, that throws a bunch of wrenches in the mix. And I don't know, there's part of me that is usually really good at intuition and the other part of me that is just like, you know, I'm shutting down. It is so chaotic. I'm just focusing on the here and now and not looking forward.
A lot of stuff is moving around when you feel that, you know, within you, kind of psychically from the soul level, and it usually means no, you know, or not right now, kind of wait. I'm feeling the move later around you, like I don't know, August, September. I feel like I'm hearing to say don't rush it is what I'm hearing. What I feel is you're having a lot of internal change, and sometimes when we have a lot of internal change, we want to do an external. So you're going to be a little bit in the pressure cooker, even with this relationship. Is it going to work? What's it about? Because there could be some little bit of distancing stuff going on around June, mid-June. And then I do see you guys going away, so there could be a little trip coming up with the two of you. Who has children around you?
I do. I have children.
Because I feel children. They're going to be requiring something. You usually go away with them or something in the summertime?
Yes, I usually head to our cabin, and then in September we usually head to the national park that's close by.
Okay, yeah, because I'm seeing those
never
trips.
Not
they're
going to
be
kind of.
Okay, yeah, I'm seeing. For some reason, a lot more with them, more activity, or it could be just in general, maybe. The guy, they're really saying wait. Let me see why. What?
Wait on the move or wait with the guy?
And give the relationship a chance. But slow it down a little bit. Get it a little manageable. Well, it's going to naturally, because I feel there's a separation, and I feel like it could be travel.
He's
could
wanting
be you.
To travel for work.
Oh, he is. Okay, that must be it.
Yeah,
is that coming up?
Travel. Yes,
it is. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. So that'll be good, and then you've got the stuff with the kids. But I do see you guys going someplace together. I can see a drive. I feel it could be long, winding road, kind of maybe the cabin. You'll know more, I would say, maybe end of August, but I'm seeing more September, October.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and relax a little bit and just enjoy is what I'm hearing right now. Just enjoy. Okay?
Hard to end my situation, but okay. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you know what? It's never perfect. You know, and I wrote actually, and it's coming out, my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody should get it. I really put some practical advice in there. We have to all learn to find the joy in between the amongst the turmoil and the peace, the inner peace, because things are going to be up in the air for quite a while. And I know there's that kind of, we all have that kind of innate craving to have everything settle down. But I do feel, Erin, there is things are going to be in a bit of a flux for you for a while. So try to enjoy those moments that you do have. You know, and kind of simplify the expectations right now, and that'll greatly help you. Okay?
Yeah, not so much my expectations as the people's around me. I've been redoing my mom's entire house, and if I even stop for a minute, it's, hey, why are you not moving? Oh, that's how it was me in my situation.
But you know what it is?
Mom and I have been butting heads a lot. So.
I know. But you know what it is? It is your expectations, because there's a part of you thinking you should, Yeah, so don't put it on mom. It's yours. You can just say, hey, mom, I can only do this much, and that's it.
Yeah,
and then
that's
go
when
someplace
we butt
else.
Heads lately.
But that's okay.
I've been starting
but
that,
no,
and that's
you don't
when
need
we
to
butt
heads. Let her butt her head. If you're not there to resist and fight and prove your point, because somewhere you're wanting to get it all together. I can feel you psychically, my dear, so please. Because even with the house, you do like everything in order, and you want everything all together, and that's your growth right now is telling you learn to enjoy when it's unmanageable, not just on the surface, but deep within your being. Okay?
Yeah, working.
All right. Big hug. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, 702-685. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi. My name is Elise. And
hi, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Right now I'm going through a lot of changes, and
mm-hmm.
I'm really just wondering about my career. I don't really have one right now, but
yeah, that's what I was going to say. What career? Let's see. Okay, at least
I'm
kind of interchange. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say in the past, I've been interested in filmmaking, and I've made some, like, small independent films. And I'm wondering if I should try and continue down that path, if you see anything, you know, if you see that being successful for me or something else.
Okay. Let's see. You know, it's so funny and that you called in, because I want to ask for people, send me your detail, and anyone else, too, because I'm looking for some people to do some just mini films for me, and I'm taking my audio messages and put images and do some films around that. So if that's something you're interested, email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com. That's for everyone else. But just funny to me that I
okay.
did a whole divine download on this, Elise, this morning, and got the and now you're calling in. So whether it's you or someone else, it's an interesting confirmation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is saying to go in that direction. What's with you with organization? Do you have a bunch of stuff that you need to put in order?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. Go to that. Right. Yeah. I want you to set up a nice workspace, and I do want you to devote more time to that. There's something around you with students. I don't know if that's you going back to school or working with students. Is there... Because I feel like you could even do this and even teach on the side or consult or do workshops of some sort.
Really?
Have you ever thought of that?
Right now I'm doing a fast, and I've really been delving into my spirituality. I've been reading a lot
mm-hmm.
of things on that and trying to really find myself. So maybe that's what you're saying, but I'm not in school or anything like that anymore, no.
Okay, but you're not teaching others. It's saying you need to be in school or students,
huh.
Community outreach. You need to be more. Are you more isolated? It's showing you need to be around people more.
Yeah, I don't really go anywhere
yeah.
anymore. No, I don't.
Okay, you need to. Yeah,
okay.
You need to. During my most flowering time of one of my major awakenings, you know, there's many awakenings. I was so busy. I was modeling, acting. I had a television show. I did volunteer radio work on a radio station for the community access for blind people. So I did work there. I did charity events. I did meditation workshops, all kinds of workshops, therapy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was just flowering, yeah, and I had my healing and psychic practice also. At one point, that started becoming more and more, but I did balance it all. So spirit wants you out there, and, you know, there's times to go within, and I definitely would. Sometimes I'd take off 3 months, 6 months, you know, and I'd go on a pilgrimage, or I'd do whatever, or I'd say, oh, I'm not taking any jobs right now, I'm just focusing on me. But I really
right.
hear for you, you need to be, I'm glad you called in. This is a great community, you know, connect with us on our Facebook page, Awakenings with Michelle Mache, or Awakenings Radio Facebook page. But
okay.
get out there, and you can help others, whether it's kids, but I even feel like you can make some income, film, photography, and even teaching it while you're getting that going. You know, while it's
okay.
while it's building. Yeah, so you're definitely in the right place. You just need to do some organization of your place, and you need to place yourself out there, not hide. You know, and filmmaking
right.
is very much, you know, I have a lot of friends actually clients in that industry. It's an industry of networking. You don't get anything done without knowing people.
Right, yeah.
So scoot yourself out. You can do your fast and all your inner work. But make
okay.
sure you're getting out there and
get out more.
Receiving
okay.
some insight and you know, inspiration from others.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And I've actually been feeling a push to start doing that, like look for local groups and just kind of getting myself out there, like you said, to meet new friends and network and meet new people and things like that. So
yeah,
that makes
and
sense.
Sometimes, you know, you take a workshop here and there and you meet people from that. You know, I even feel for you going to, like, art gallery, you know, openings or a museum or just getting, you know, I do feel it. You are in the right realm. It's more of the, you know, art, humanitarian, philosophical, spiritual, you know, part right now I feel is very activated for you. But it's also important as creatives, I mean, as all people, but especially when you're very creative, you need to receive also, otherwise the well dries up inside. You know, you need to get inspiration around you. Okay. So, yeah. And I would even say for you, even just walking around, even while you're fasting,
mm-hmm.
I used to do that a lot. I'd fast. Sometimes I think the longest fast I did was 21 or 22 days. And that was just on juice, water and juice.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes just getting out and just seeing what do you really see when you're out and about, just walking
okay.
around, you know,
yeah,
really see the people,
sense.
Really see the nature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, well, thank you. That makes a lot of sense,
you're
and I'll email you also.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, all thank right. you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Ah, perfect. Yeah, we, you know, we have to remember that the infinite aspect of us obviously is infinite. So, but there is a finite energy to the body. You know, that's it, and the way to tap into more energy, universal energy, is through things like meditation or inspiration, connection with people, that exchange of energy, or being out in nature does that. And by the way, food doesn't necessarily do it. You know, some foods do. I mean, but it really, that replenishing, I mean, it does it to a certain level, and especially with, obviously, foods that have more nutrients, and especially phytonutrients, really do. And certain supplements, you know, brain foods, I mean, the herbs, certain herbs. But we really do need that right, rich exchange or interchange of energy to kind of keep us going. So thanks for calling in, Elise. That was some good input. So I see other callers on the line, and I do not know if you want readings or not or you want to chat because I don't see one depressed. So 310-480 if you have a question. Oh, 646, here we go. There's an 818 and a 901, a 406, another 310, an 802. If you do have questions, press 1 on the keypad. And I want to round back to something. We're going to get to the 646 caller next. But I want to round back to something about conflict. And, you know, and I've been there too, believe me. And not so long ago, when we have conflict, or we think other people have expectations of us, or don't understand us, or aren't keeping our boundaries, that can be true. And other people can be perhaps less aware, less conscious, or even toxic. You know, toxic behavior. The soul is not toxic, but the behavior from the wounding. But it's up to us to set the limits. It's up to us to not engage. It's up to us to monitor. And of course, we all have oopses where things happen. But if it's a chronic situation where we keep having this conflict and we keep saying it's that person's fault, you know, there's so many tools. You guys, go to my website, go to my blog. There's the projection perception. It's free and it works. It's up to us to disengage. You know, years ago, one of my great, Dr. Han, one of my great teachers that I worked with, and also counselor, and, you know, did a lot of advanced work with him, you know, I was going through a lot of stuff, and I was like, God, I can't believe they don't do this or don't know. You know, I've been working on this, and I have boundaries. And he looked at me, and he said, you're the one healing. You know, you're the one raising your consciousness, your vibration, not them. They don't know. He goes, it's up to the person that's more conscious or more aware to have the better behavior. So what I'm going to say to everybody out here, I'm going to call you out like I was called out, and I call myself out now. If you are in chronic situations of drama, if you have chronic situations of conflict, I don't mean the occasional argument or freak out here and there, but if you're in chronic situations, then you're really not walking the path. You're really not as spiritually connected as you might be thinking you are or telling people you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't have those chronic situations. So I got called out on it, and I had to look at it. I thought, you know what? That's true. Why am I expecting somebody else that is not doing the work, that's not conscious, that's not aware, that's not the channeler, the medium, that lives? Why am I expecting them to be doing something differently when I'm the one that has the so I was waiting. You know, my consciousness expanded, but we do that, don't we? We wait. We have our consciousness expands, and then we sit down on the, you know, it's like a long hike, and we sit down on a rock in the middle of the road, and we look at everyone else and say, catch up, you're not where I am, what's going on with you? And then, but you got to realize, they don't know. So, unfortunately, I wish it was different, but it's up to us. And what can happen, the magic that can happen, not always, sometimes there's a shifting. If we really do change, if we really do shift, and sometimes it takes a lot of inner work to do it. It takes a lot of really looking at oneself, one's behavior. You know, there's meditations for that, dhyana or vipassana meditation, where you let the emotion or the whatever it is that's coming up. Many of you heard my story of years ago when I had to do this with a neighbor. So, and my thing was, I was hooked on attachment. A lot of people are attached to sorrow or drama. And it took me 6 months to figure this out. My attachment was to everything going smoothly, that I can always talk to someone, I don't have drama in my life, I'm able to, you know, make peace with anyone, or if an issue comes up, we always get through it. Well, I had a neighbor that wasn't having that. They lived across the street from me. They've since moved. And interesting enough, they moved almost to the day right after, you know, or weeks later, after I kind of got it. And they had a whole issue, their cat got killed, and I had to help them, got hit by a car, and I had to help them, and you know, I had to really be there, no one else was there for them. And but it wasn't about me, it wasn't about me. This person just liked being mean and grumpy. She was that way to everybody. But some reason, because I had this attachment, I thought I was going to be the one to save her. I was going to be the one to make the difference, and we were going to talk, make peace. The neighborhood would be fine, or a little part of the neighborhood would be fine, and the dogs would be fine to come and go. She wasn't having it. That was not her expression. That was not her divine expression. And once I finally realized that it wasn't about me, and believe me, I had a lot of inner work on it, a lot of meditation, and just let it go. You know, one thing that didn't bother me, walking down the street and seeing someone and you say hi and they just glare at you and they're scowly, or they're obnoxious with their cell phone or something, you know, in front of you, or, you know, in your backyard, the fence. So not to say that it didn't bother, but I let it go. I kept having to let it go and let it be and go, wow, that's the entire expression. That's how God is expressing. That's her expression. You know, it's still love. It might be so diluted. I let it go and it shifted. So, you know, look for those chronic areas and be honest with yourself. You don't even have to tell anybody else. You know, I've done things and I go, ooh, gosh, that wasn't so great, Michelle. You know, so, but you do at some point on the path, you got to start calling yourself out lovingly. And I think Tamara put the forgiveness meditation, you know. You know, on my Light Being 21 YouTube channel, there's also some great tools, you know, forgiveness meditation there that you can use also for free. Because where we're stuck, where it's chronic, something's in an imbalance. You know, you can turn quickly, you know, and get a kink in your neck or Charlie horse, but if it stays there forever, then something's really wrong. So we do have these things. We get out of balance, to, you know, we have situations. But if it's lasting, then there's something you're not doing. And, you know, and it's time, and lovingly, for all of us to kind of say, what is it? This is chronic. This is a not healthy pattern. This is a not, you know, healthy response. How come I'm holding on to this? Don't expect the other person to change. In fact, just assume perhaps that they won't, and that's okay. You know, you can still see the God design within them. You know, it's like a 2-year-old having a tantrum, you know, or a teenager having a tantrum, you know. It's their behavior that you don't have to tolerate, but you can still connect in on a soul level. You can still see the love. All righty. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Let's see. 646-729. Welcome to Awakenings Radio.
Hey, Michelle. This is Owen.
Hey, Owen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Question?
Thanks. I don't really have I don't have a pressing question, but I just wanted to get a little bit of insight into,
okay.
I moved to a new place about 2 years ago, and just kind of wondering what you see for the future, if you see me staying here or going back to where my family is, or what you see.
Okay. Now, aren't you starting something new, Owen?
I am. Yeah, I'm getting licensed to do massage, so I'm planning on staying here for,
oh,
you know,
good.
At least a year or so longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, where are you at? Why do I see? Are you around mountains?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Because I'm seeing mountains around you. Is it kind of a pretty healthy, natural kind of community?
Yeah, very, very much so.
Okay. Okay. Because that does seem to suit you. Now, do you bike? I'm seeing biking.
I don't, but you've actually brought that up 2 other times when I,
other times
that I've called in. Yeah. So I don't really bike myself, but there's a lot of bikers around here. And
oh, there's a lot of bikers. Because, what starts happening when I start tuning in, which I guess people now call it remote viewing, I didn't know that years ago when I did it. It just happens. I start seeing the person and the environment. I start getting there. Let me see. And you want to know if you're going to move at some point, right?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I think down the road you will. You wear tennies a lot without socks? Is that you?
Say that again, sorry.
Tennis shoes without socks.
I see you at a beach. Yeah.
That's you. I do feel down the road you will move. I feel like where you're at now, it's really nurturing for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel you in a little more, still nature, but a little more cosmopolitan area. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah. I feel like there's something... and there will be some kind of water or beach. I can see you there. I do see down the road you will have children. I hope that's something you want.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, way kind of way down. I don't know how old you are, but down. But I can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the now, where you're at, it is really good. But I feel like just like those mountains are sturdy and strong, you're getting a strong foundation there.
Mm-hmm.
But something's going to call you in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
It could still be. You know where I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. You know, I'm kind of wondering. I'm wondering if that has anything to do in relationship with my music. I know that, you know, we've talked about this before, and
yeah,
I'm kind of wondering if, you know, I know I'm going to be traveling in the future. I feel that anyway, and doing music and.
You're definitely a more cosmopolitan, and I want to say it could be even L.A. There's an energy
mm-hmm.
of New York around you for a little bit, But I definitely feel, even L.A., I do feel that it is with work and also lifestyle. It's kind of like if I'm really going to do this, I'm gonna do this.
Mm,
and I do see
okay.
you having, I don't know if you, a little studio. I do see a studio in your house.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Yeah, well, I'm in North Carolina. A lot of my family lives back up in Vermont and in, you know, the Adirondacks in New York. And I'm just kind of, you know, I feel really drawn to that area because that's where I grew up and that's where my family is. And yet, at the same time, I feel this pull to, like, California, too. And so I'm just, yeah. Just
well, you'll probably, here's what I feel. You're probably going to do, because I do see the New York area around you, I do see you going there, but I feel what's going to happen is you're going to get to a point where you say, if I'm really going to do this or go to that next level, I got to go to L.A. So I do see you doing the other, but I do see it at some point you're going to say, if I'm going to do this, I really got to go.
Okay, cool. Interesting.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Thanks
well, thank
for
you so
in.
Much, Michelle. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace. Bye.
Okay, I think we have time for one or two more before our guest gets here. 310-480, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. It's Lynn.
Lynn, welcome. Welcome.
You're calling me out,
how are you?
So I got to push one.
Yeah.
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great.
So
yeah.
I wanted to just check in with you and see kind of what you saw, sort of job situation is up again, I guess, and wondering what direction to go, if it might involve a move or...
Well, you know, it's interesting. You do say a move. I do feel a move. I feel like, are you kind of wrapping up? And I also feel sale of property. Are you looking to sell something?
No, not right now. We sold our house, and then the one family, kind of family house, did not project selling anytime soon.
Okay, and that's where you're at now, the family?
Earlier.
Oh, you did?
No,
okay.
We're still in Chicago area renting and had been working, and then there's the family place
okay,
in
there's
Michigan
something about
that,
property or dealing with property. I don't know. I can see something you're selling. I do see a large income, a pop of income coming in, unless there's some kind of inheritance or something. But it does show having to deal also with property. Let's see. What's coming up? Well, maybe it's you. Are you feeling you're done where you're at?
Yeah, but part of me does. It's very a materialistic area, and it just doesn't feel natural.
Feed you.
Part of me feels, I keep trying to be me and play, you know,
I don't know. There could be a separation. You know, I hate to say it, there could be a separation coming up. I feel you coming back to your community. I even if it's for a short period of time, and then you're going to have to make a decision whether to stay out there or not, or move. And I do see a female around you that you'll be rooming or staying with for a period of time. But it's not right away, but you're starting to feel the flutterings of, do I really, you know, try to make it on my own, or do I stay? Because if you stay, you're gonna stay, and nothing's gonna change. It's as it is. So you have a big decision coming up. Not yet. I want to say this end of this year, but I'm really, the guys are saying it's more likely end of next year. And I do feel somebody, I don't know if it's funny, we've been talking a lot about art and creativity. There could be some kind of assisting or administrative work with some kind of artist. And also some kind of, I don't know, workshops or something that they put on. I definitely see a lot of art around. So I don't know if it's an art therapist or it's an actual, you know, fine artist or they're doing painting. I can see a pottery wheel around. But you do have some, I feel like some of the changes that are coming up for you are some of the probably biggest change that you've had in your life that's specifically to you, not about family, particular marriage, but it's about you and you being fulfilled. And there could be some healing work or something on the side or working with others in that kind of capacity. Do you do anything? Do you do art?
No.
Okay.
No. And I don't feel that that's a strength or a talent of mine. But you've said that before.
Have I? Oh, my God. Okay. Well, if it keeps coming up, then it's a destiny issue. I always say it's just the timing. There's something about working with this woman. It's very healing. I feel like you perhaps had a lot of criticism in your life, criticism about what you do or how you do things, or even I'm not artistic, or, you know. So you are going to be getting in touch with that part of you. Now, I'm not saying you're going to become this, you know, I don't know. Maybe you will become a Georgia O'Keeffe. I don't, you know. But I feel like it's more for your inner healing, and it's working with those people. There's also, like, I can see teenagers there, teen to maybe early 20s. What is? Yeah, go ahead. What?
I was asked to assist with art projects in schools in North Chicago.
There you go. There you go. There it is, Lynn. Okay. Go in that direction.
Okay.
But you need to get that experience. Go in that direction.
Okay.
See, the thing is about this deep intrinsic change that I've been talking about, if we knew what it was, it wouldn't be deep and intrinsic. Intrinsic means it's, you know, in the inside, right? So a lot of times it's like, whoa, I like doing this. You know, whoa, I didn't know I was good at this, or I'm getting a healing from this. Yeah. So that's it. That's,
Okay.
It's going to help open you up. If there's a deeper healing, it's going to help open you up.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Be part of the workshop on Saturday.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, good. You're going to do the Soul Path workshop. Great.
The telepath.
The teleworkshop. Wonderful.
All right.
Saturday. Yeah, I should let everyone know. Thank you so much.
Yes. All right.
Okay, I'm going to keep doing readings because I do not see our guest, which they should have a 352 or a 407 number. So if you are their guest, let us know. Sometimes we had somebody call in, what was it, at one point. Let's see, message from the soul, I'm going to put it in the chat. So the Telesoulpath group is this Saturday, which is the 25th, and it's at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And it's really, we really do have a really good, really great group. If I do say so, just like here, we've got some great people that are here. Okay, so Siren Dreams, just put it in the chat. Let's see, I'm excited too. Let's see, okay. All right, let's get to another caller. Okay, 949-521, welcome to the program. Welcome to Awakenings.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your first name?
My name's Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. Your question?
I am looking for some guidance in my relationship. With the current relationship I'm in.
Okay. And so what's your question? You've got guidance, but what's the question?
Is this a relationship that's going to go on for a very long time?
Okay.
I feel like I'm in love with this person, but I'm getting, you know, different
mixed
vibes.
Messages, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Well, they're a little wiggly. It's like they're there and then they're not. They're there and then they're not. I definitely feel you're definitely more into it than he is, and you're more committed. And he's uncertain. Do I want a full-on relationship? Because I feel you're wanting something very full-on, very committed, right? Exclusive.
Right.
I don't feel he's there yet, Rhonda. And he's got a little bit of issue. Was he married before or long-term? There's a long-term relationship that he's still either feels to some degree not done with.
Yeah, he was married before.
Okay. And he's not sure he wants to get into something like that again. See, I feel you're ready for marriage. You're ready for that next level. I almost feel like he was out of something. Was it not that long ago?
No, his has been longer than mine. His is about 3 years, but I think there was some emotional damage done.
Okay.
Emotional damage.
Okay. All right. Well, for some people, 3 years, if you think, it's really not that long. I mean, they say, you know, it's for every year that one's been married, like the healing could be a month to 2 months for that year. So,
Go ahead. Do you see me ever having that relationship that I'm looking for, whether it be with him or whether it be with someone else?
Oh yeah, I do. I do, because you're very clear about it. Yeah, but I do feel your spiritual growth lesson in this one is to just a little bit go with the flow. I can feel psychically your energy is very graspy, and he feels that. So you are going to have to loosen up a little bit. Now, is there a Dave or a D name? Dave, Dan, Doug?
No.
Daniel. It's Danny, Dave, Daniel, Dave. There's going to be. And I want to say probably towards the end of the summer. He's going to be a little more off on. I do see, I don't know if it's online or somebody fixing you up, but I do see another relationship coming in. And that may be where he has to kind of decide. He's just, what I see right now as I tune into him, he's just not ready. Let's see, what's the best approach you should take? Well, it's almost like you're kind of romantic friends, you know, which is not a bad way to start, right?
Right.
But he really is valuing that friendship aspect. You know, liking to do the same things, doing activities and stuff. If you can, I would just focus on that and then see where it goes so he has that space.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. Enjoy, though. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rhonda. Much peace. Okay. Hello, 609-468. You're on Awakenings Radio.
Hi, Michelle. This is Karen. How are you?
Hi. Who is it?
Karen.
Karen. Hi, Karen. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. I'm excited about the class on Saturday. I don't know what happened last time. So I got booted out of the workshop.
You got booted. You got the info, though, right?
Yes, I did.
The link and everything.
I'm ready this time.
Good. Good.
Yes. Good. funny. Anyway, my question for today was, I'm wondering what's happening with this house that I'm purchasing, because it seems that there was a delay. It was ready at the beginning of the month. Everything was set. And then there was a delay. So I don't know to take it as a good sign, bad sign, or what's happening.
And this was for what now? The house?
the house.
Property. You deal with property, aren't you? With property?
Well, we do insurance, but now I'm actually buying a house that it's.
Oh, you're buying.
Taking,
okay, because I keep.
Right.
Okay, because I was feeling real estate around you.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I don't know. I'm not a real estate agent. I just sell insurance, maybe in the future.
Mm-hmm. Or your partnership, a relationship with that. Okay, what's coming up for Karen in regards? You know, it's so interesting. I'm really getting for a lot. I don't know if it's everybody, but I'll just put it out there. I feel like weight.
Weight?
Yeah. Is it what's happening? It's
the closing that they keep moving the date on me. And I already told where I'm staying that I was going to leave at the end of this month, which is next week already. But I don't know with the closing. I don't know. It just keeps getting delayed. I don't know what to do.
Let's see. What should Karen do about this? Are they still in the house?
No, they moved out.
Oh, they did. Okay. So I don't know what's going on with that. Well, it says just be open. Be with the flow. I want to say probably if not the end of next week, probably things will start moving the first week of June. You know, May, there's been a lot of this kind of heavy, dense, or stuck energy. There's been a lot of stuff that just kind of stopped moving or flowing for a lot of people. And I do feel that June will be a lot of things that have been delayed, things will move. So you might go over, you know, a week. I don't feel more than that.
Okay.
'Cause it's showing weight. It's showing there's not much you can do. It's just showing weight.
Right.
You're kind of in the pot. It's already in escrow, right? So there's not much you can.
I just don't know because I don't know what to do with my housing situation. But.
Well, you might either be there longer a week or with somebody else, you know, staying with someone else. There's a little bit of, there does seem like there's going to be a little bit of an overlap there.
Okay.
But you'll get in. You'll get in.
Okay. I'm definitely moving then.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds
Let's ask
good.
A
Thank
dad
you.
Question. What's moving? Yeah, talking about it. Yeah, it does show the signing. Did you sign papers yet?
Yeah, actually, I signed more papers today.
Okay, yeah. So it's going.
It's going. Okay. And I also, because you had mentioned the house a while ago and you told me about the farmer's market, and there actually is one around the corner, but it doesn't open until June 4th. And I was like, oh my God, there
perfect.
Is a farmer's market.
Perfect.
I'm excited.
Perfect. Oh. Good. You're getting out. Yeah, I feel like you're going to meet somebody. There's someone around there.
Yeah, that's what you told me. You said, I'm going to meet him at
Did
the
I?
Farmer's
okay.
market. And I said, well, what farmer's market?
And who
There's
has
no
the
doggy?
Who has the dog?
Me. I have the dog.
Okay, because you're walking the dog.
Yeah, actually my parents went away on vacation for 2 weeks, so I'm kind of babysitting my dog.
Okay. Yeah, I can see, the market there. Oh, good. Well, you'll have to keep this all posted as it all unfolds. I'd love to watch the unfolding and hear about the unfolding.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
All right, Karen. Much peace. Okay. The 818 number, 901. Let me know if you want to get on air. And we've got, I think this one, 406-652. Did you have a question? Hello, 406-652. You're on Awakenings Radio. Okay. 901-406. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi.
Okay. Whoops. Oh, here you are. Hello, welcome to Awakenings Radio. 901-406. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Are you doing cards today? Lenise.
Nope. What is it?
Okay. It's Lenise.
What's the name? Okay, Lenise. Hi, what's your question? Lenise, great.
Yeah, Can you do a general?
No, I'd like to start with a question. The question engages you. The question opens the channel, and it engages.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what about, I guess we'll go with relationship.
Okay, I like that.
Thinking, you know, what are you seeing?
Okay. Okay. First of all, is he a little bit of a trickster? Does he have a good sense of humor?
He does.
Yeah, because I'm hearing a lot of laughing, and he can be a little prankster also.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see the relationship developing. Is it somewhat new? Because I am seeing it lasting.
It's new and it's going slow.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's
okay. I'm okay with that now.
He's very much. You know, he's kind of very much stereotypically a man's man. He wants to be the one doing the pace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Calling the shot, so to speak. Let's go here. Let's do that. Can sometimes a little forgetful, but I do basically feel you do feel like taken care of. You know, like there's a protective element of him towards you is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling older children around him. Is that him? I feel older children.
Yes, he has some 18, 19-year-old.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of his, and you guys, do you go to church or something? There's something about it, some kind of church or ceremony you're going to be going to together.
I don't know about that. We don't go to church together now. But
okay. Does he go? Or somebody's getting married? There's some. It's something. Some celebratory situation. Unless it's something that's held at a church or a wedding or something. I feel it's kind
he
of
just
feels
had
official.
A child to graduate, but that wasn't at a church.
Oh, did you go to that?
No, I didn't go to that.
Okay. No, this is something coming up in the future. It's not. Let's see. What kind of relationship are Lanise and her boyfriend going to have? So there's a little bit of dissatisfaction on your side. What's going on with that? Are you wanting it to go faster?
Well, I did at first, but now I'm okay with the pace because I want to be sure of what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, because I've kind of slowed up and, you know, I saw what you were saying. He wants to be the boss. He wants to call the shots.
Yeah.
So I'm letting him do just that. I'm not saying anything. I'm not doing – he's doing all the calling. If he calls
Good.
Me, we talk, you know. So I've just really kind of pulled back to just to be able to see clearly and make sure I'm making the
yes.
right decision and making sure that I'm not pushing anything and that I'm seeing what I'm seeing and, you know.
God. Good.
Yeah.
I love that. Ooh, I wish more. Yeah. Listeners, are you listening to this? Yeah. You know, let someone have their own pace. It's like trying to
mm-hmm.
rush potty training a child. It's not there's a lot of issues that come around that.
I had to
you know,
come to that conclusion because I didn't you know because it's and then I found myself anticipating what is it going to be? Are we or aren't we? And I just had to let all that go because it was really getting on my nerves and I was like I can't do this and you know I'm just kind of at the place where I want what God has for me and what that's in my highest good. And I'm willing to allow it to come to me. I don't want to chase after it or try to make anything out of something that I want it to
you're
be.
You're so wise. So wise.
Really, it took some time
wise.
To get there. I finally got it. I've been on Blog Talk and a lot of different shows wanting to know what's going to happen, and I'm just all done with that.
Yeah.
But
the temperament that you like, that kind of rock nature that he has, you know, that strength is because he knows himself. And he has some issues. You know, he's working out some stuff, I feel, with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And even in his own mind as a, you know, parent, you know, I feel single parent. He's very involved in their life, right? I feel him around them a lot.
Well, what you're probably also feeling is he has those two older children, but he also has a child that he's raising that is not his biological
single
child.
Okay, because I keep hearing
single parent.
That's what I okay. So see, that's really that responsibility I feel he takes really to heart, and so that's a big focus for him right now. So he doesn't want to upset something. I mean, he's kind of old school. I mean, he's kind of, you know, there's a Capricorn energy. Let's structure.
Capricorn
let's
moon.
There we go. I could feel the Cappy. I could feel the Cappy.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, so Capricorn moon wants it just so, you know, especially with the emotion. So that strength. Now, do you go to church? There's somebody going to some spiritual center, something, a church, some kind of event.
Me. I attend spiritual centers. I don't go to the traditional churches.
Oh, okay, then that's what it is. Then.
I attend
okay. Well, when
Unity
I say church, to me,
church.
It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Unity
mm-hmm.
Church. I love
yeah.
Unity. Okay, that's what it is. So it's you there, because there's some celebratory event. I can see food. Some of them have food afterwards too, but that's you then. Okay, but he may go with you at some point. There is going to be something that you're going to be attending, and I can hear you saying, "Well, if you want to go, you know, you're more than welcome to, or let me know." And so yeah, you just keep doing what you're doing, and just letting it unfold as it is. I feel as he that single parent thing that he's going through and. You know, in his own mind, his relationship to his own kids, he's getting used to the idea of, yes, I can stretch out more and have somebody more in my life. You know, I can have another partner. But he's not quite there yet.
Okay. Do you see him emotionally tied to this child's mother, or done with it, or still in it emotionally?
I don't feel they're still married, no. I feel divorce, right? I feel separation or divorce.
Yeah, they've been separated for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She left him with this child and lives in another city and all. But another thing that I've been considering is, where is he at with that, you know, before I get all in?
Well, again, that Capricorn likes to... you know, have things just so. It's very much on protocol, you know. So, you know, you're going to have to work with that. That's another reason he's going slow. I don't feel them ever getting back together. And I don't know if it's drugs or alcohol with her. There's something off with her, because I almost feel like a death. A death is going to, I hope it's not
drugs.
A literal, but there is a death, drugs, yeah. There's a death there. There's a gully. You know, there's a big space between them. The other thing I want to say, through this church, I do see some other gentlemen you're going out with. So that's another thing. You know, you're opening the space, because I do feel a relationship coming in. I got to say, psychically, and again, my rate is probably 97 to 98% accurate. I feel it's him. I feel he is going to evolve into it, but I feel like he's still worried about those kids, the older ones, and then he is this single parent, you know. And again, the single parent can be thinking, well, I don't want to bring somebody around too much or jump in, because, you know, it could disrupt. And so he's, and also there's some healing from that other relationship. You know, there's a lot of disappointment there. He's really trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. He
you
asked
know,
Yeah. about being a part of this child's life, and it shocked me, and that was earlier on, that was in March, and I never gave him an answer, because I was just like a deer in headlights when he said that.
But see how
I never
it is,
really,
you know, but that is a healthy thing to do. He's going to be feeling you out to see where's your head, where are you at in all this, you know, where are you, what are you willing to do or not do, you know, so... but that's that taking it slow, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I would do. Before I jumped in with somebody, I would be checking them out and saying, how do you feel about being a dad, you know, to somebody? Mm-hmm. I would be, yeah. So I like what he's doing, you know, and he had a little bit of shock, a little slap in the face with his last relationship. So, but I actually don't feel that's, the guides are correcting me. That's a little shock, disappointment to him. But I feel the bigger picture for him is those children, the older ones, and his role as a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, he's very concerned about the children and trying to be there the best he can and doing the best he can. And he's also got mama. She's got a mama that's living with him, and they're kind of codependent to me, and they're working together with the child.
Yeah.
So a lot going on.
Yeah,
I could see someone coming in, because even though I like him and I had our charts done and we're supposed to be just like made for each other according to our birth charts. So
but you do have a choice, I feel,
mm-hmm.
coming up. And again, you know, in the new paradigm, our relationships, even, you know, whether platonic or, you know, intimate or business, are based on values, principles, and beliefs. So I feel that there's that freeing up part, you know, that you may want that he may not be able to bring. You like the protection. You like the steady rock part of him. But you might want more energy freed up. You'll know, though. But I do feel that there will be a choice. And it may be you're very compatible, and you may say, well, okay, I want to keep this compatibility as a boyfriend or as a friend. But for my partner, my lover, husband, I may want, you know, something else. You know, but it's going to evolve. I think it's going to be more you deciding, though, because he does move a bit slower, and again, he's got that, you know, he's looking at, if it evolves the way he hopes it will, that he's going to, you know, you're going to be a mother to this child, move you in, you know. And then the other situation, I don't know, I don't feel good about the mother, I don't know. There could be some hospitalization, I don't know if it's suicide or trying to. But I feel like there is some finality coming around her, or he may try to legally get custody. There could be something of that nature.
Well, he's done that.
Has he? Did he get legal custody?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
And mom has tried to commit suicide on several occasions.
Okay, because that's around her. I can feel it. I can feel suicide. But see, they're not yet divorced, are they? So he may.
No, he never married. They never married.
Oh, he didn't marry. Okay. There's some legal dealing in regards to this situation coming up. So I don't know if it's her getting in trouble and him having to be involved, but it's showing health issues, suicide around her, the drugs. There could be early death crossing over, and it's showing with him legal dealings around it. So I don't know if it's insurance. I don't know what's going on, but he does have some legal stuff that he's maybe even about the kids. I don't know about, you know, college fund or health or life insurance or something. All right.
It wouldn't be his mother,
thank you so much for Lenita calling in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're so insightful. I'm blown away here. Okay.
Great. Well, you're very open. And thank you for your sharing your wisdom with all of us.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love that. So wise. All right. I'm going to continue with readings. I don't know what happened to our guest, but I kind of wanted to do readings anyway, so I guess it worked out. I do in the whole show. I love doing readings. I just love the connecting with people this way. Okay, did we do 818-324
Hi, I'm not yet, but I've been enjoying you so much, Michelle, as always. I thought, you know, since this is the plan, I'd love to ask. I can always find a question.
Good.
Not that I don't
I love it.
Not that I don't know the answer. That's the only thing. I know it's somewhere inside, but
you know
the relationship.
Yeah.
It's about a man, and since
okay.
Oh,
give me first name, please. First name.
Jewel.
Say it again.
J-U-L-E-S.
First name.
Mine is
Jewel.
Diane. I'm Diane.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm talking about a man named Jules, who I met at the end
okay.
of 07. We were hot and heavy at the beginning, but then, you know, he has an issue with committing to anything. And
yeah.
He comes in and out. And he just came back recently, like 2 weeks ago, because it was my birthday. He makes a big deal. I mean, not a big deal, but, I mean, it was lovely to buy me a
yeah.
gift and want to celebrate it. And I deliberately said, and I'm so easy because the last 5 times he counted, I said no about hanging with him. So the bottom,
right.
yeah, going out. So the bottom line is,
right.
now, I asked him clearly, are you dating anyone? And this was just days ago. And he said, no, I'm really not. I date. I said, well, that's good. He said, no,
he
but
dates,
I don't like anyone.
Yeah.
So bottom line is, I live in Calabasas. He lives in Sherman Oaks. On Saturday,
okay.
I told him I was going to stop by. So he said, don't you stop by. I said, what? He said, I'll talk to you next week. I said, oh, so you are seeing someone. I said, well, you know, you could. He said, no, I'm not. I said, then I'm going to just stop by. He said, he's never said this. He threatened me if I stop by, he would call the police. That was to be such an extreme, Michelle. I can't even believe it. So I sent him a text just telling him, you know, love never dies, but I'm just continuing this relationship. So please, you know,
beautiful.
Get the message. Right?
Nice.
That, my question
I like
to
what
you
told
is,
him.
Will,
yeah.
will you believe he will really stick to this? Do you think I've really made a point this time?
Who cares
and
if he does
really
or not?
Mean?
You don't have
no,
to,
I won't.
You don't have to answer.
Right.
You don't have to answer.
You know, I've torn up some pictures. I've never done that ever. I literally just ripped
no,
them.
You were hurt.
And
you got stung. I was going to say, I feel him like ding, 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 a little horse. You know, the cowboy movies, the guy rides in. And that could be okay, you know, rides in, and then he disappears, and then he rides in again. But you got to know what it is. I got to tell you, I don't feel, you know, that word faithful, quote, unquote, faithful. I don't think he has a faithful bone in his body. I feel
right.
he's either living with somebody or has lived with somebody on and off. And he feels, he's kind of, you know, some people have this. They're like a little, you know, I don't know, a little wild animal.
Commitment
phobia.
Oh, actually,
yeah.
He can't even commit on picking a color for his wall. He waits 2 years to make a decision to paint a wall. I mean, really, until
yeah.
he has severe
there you
issues.
Go.
So I understand that. But my insight was, do you feel, it doesn't matter if he's going to call me or not, do you feel, though, any kind of feeling on his reaction? Or did he think, oh, so what? Because if he gallops around, he probably just, oh, so what, correct?
No, because he does like to leave the openings there just in case, you know, the people around, the women around. And I feel he's this way with his friends, too. They kind of know. He Jules comes in, comes out. There's a couple buddies around him, but I do feel. And he's all. Where is he at? He's all over the place.
Right. Well, he doesn't work, so he does. He travels. He hangs out. He,
yeah,
you know,
that's what
he's
I see.
He's retired. Uh huh.
Okay.
And,
because I do see him driving a lot of places and just like.
He does all the time.
Yeah, staying at somebody's house. Visiting
right.
for, you know, day or two, week or two.
Oh, right. He touched that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. He feels like he does feel a little bit like you overreacted, but there's a part of him that's thinking, I'm not putting up with that. Somebody, he really, that idea of coming over, he felt cornered. Now, I'm not saying it's rational, but that's what I'm getting psychically inside his head and his body.
Okay.
He felt
right.
cornered. And I feel there's people that he knows and he hangs out with that don't even know where he lives.
Wow.
You
okay.
Know? Yeah. So that's a bit. There's like a little double life kind of happening there. Oddly enough, I feel you could hear from him again, like, oh, I hope you didn't take it this way or that way, or, you know, I just can't have people coming around, and, you know, I value my privacy. He'll make some little story up, and then you may not hear from him for a good long while.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I can go easy 6 months, and I didn't hear a word, and that was fine.
Okay,
I really
well,
it was
he
over.
Could be... Yeah, and he can say, "Oh, I was out of town, or I wanted to talk to you or let you know. Sorry, I jumped on you, but I gotta, you know, have my privacy. You know, I just gotta keep it this way, or you know, but I had to go out of town for this or that." So yeah, but you definitely, you know, he's, you know, some people we connect with a minute or two, some people longer, you know, some people 5 days, some people 5 years, some people 50, whatever it is. I feel like he's like, you know, the pinball machine. He bounces in and bounces out. You know, you hit the ball. And he does that with a lot of people, though. So that's him.
I believe you. He's very sick, though, because he doesn't live his truth. He has fibromyalgia. He has back issues. All he does is complain. And he does drain me. So I can't be around him for great periods of time. And I don't think, and this is really weird, but... I'm wondering.
But let me. I'm
going to
correct you here. And Tamara in the chat's putting some people like this kind. Decide if you want this energy. The thing is, it is his truth. That is who he is right now. I mean, that's
a deceitful person. Right. He won't speak the truth. To him, right? He,
well,
he
it's
thinks
his. But it is. No, no, no. It is his. No, but it is his truth. That's the deal. You want him to speak your truth. This is his truth. This is his way of being. It's not the big truth. It's not a universal truth, but this is the way he lives his life, and this is the way he manages his energy, manages his pain. This is his truth, you know, as he knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
as he knows it.
Thank you for correcting me. I understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's okay. I just, because what's happening, you got to look every values, principles, and beliefs. You got to look at what are those in alignment, and those could be scheduling, those could be communication pattern, you know, activities, and they're askew. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you guys bump together for a short period of time, and then it's bump out.
Yeah, and it gets shorter.
We are
and
out
shorter.
Of time, Diane. Yeah, we're out of time.
Thank you.
Yeah, much peace.
Namaste.
All right. Well, we've got, we are out of time. So, what happened here? Let's 01. Okay. Okay. Oh, this was wonderful. I don't know what happened with our guest, but we'll change the title of the program to reflect readings. And, of course, every Wednesday I'm here doing readings. We can do dream interpretation, energetic healing work. Dream reentry, if you'd like, and of course, psychic channel readings as well as psychic medium readings, if you'd like to do that as well. I love holding the space here and connecting with all of you, and you really make my Wednesdays. This Saturday, just a reminder, is the Soul Path workshop. It's the teleworkshop. It's Messages from the Soul. We'll be doing a lot of intuitive work, working with the subtle energy, and also connecting with your guides. And you can find out more information on that either on the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook or the Michelle Mache page, either of those, or you could go to Messages from the Soul at eventbrite.com. All right, everyone, it's been wonderful to share with you this Wednesday, and until next week, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.